Number five, please.
From the Director of Audit, submitting an informational status report regarding the audit titled Intel of Two Systems, the Best and Worst of Times. This item is referred to this committee as well as to finance and audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hare, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This item is an informational status report on the audit we conducted on parks maintenance. You recall that we identified some significant deferred maintenance challenges at parks. And indeed, since that time, we've also assessed our buildings across the county for public safety issues. And most recently, we've looked at the maintenance challenges at the War Memorial Center. Collectively, these audits highlight the major concern we have about our efforts to maintain the county's properties. We are stewards of these assets, and we think that this government needs to turn its attention to maintaining them. The status of the audit, specifically on parks maintenance, is I think the best way I could characterize it as it's kind of stuck. It's we're at a point where there's not a lot of money to actually do the repairs. I think some of the more hopeful signs are that Public Works and Parks are working together on the recommendations about getting our hands around what the problems are, updating the inventory of assets. We're impressed with the Parks Pool report that we've attached as part of this status report. But the larger issues remain in terms of this government getting its hands around a plan and the resources to maintain our buildings. So what we would suggest is that you ask for a report back in March of next year in the hopes that as we look at the budget and identify some opportunities to address these long-term needs, that we have better news for you at that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions of Mr. Hare?
It doesn't seem to raise many. I would only note that we would be well along the path to remediation had the state legislature, in its wisdom, been willing to listen to the voice of the people as expressed in a majority vote and approve the half-cent for both parks and transit. It would have avoided the disastrous circumstances that we're confronting on both of those fronts. And I think that we should all be reminded that there has been no further expression given since that positive outcome of that referendum vote, and that is still on the table before the legislature, and the people still demand that it be enacted and we be given the authority to tax. Thank you. Item number six.